This is Three Speed Queen, a single from Milwaukee singer-songwriter Trapper Shep's new album, Osborne.
Shep describes the 11 tracks as his most personal yet. They chronicle his dependence on prescription pain, medications, and other substances for a decade. And then last year, checking into the Hazelden Betty Ford Rehab Center in Minnesota.
Trapper joins us to talk about the record and his journey with sobriety coming off a European tour. Trapper, welcome to the program.
Why, hello there, Kate. Thank you for having me back.
This album is different than anything you've ever done before. Such a very personal record. And I'm wondering, how did your experiences with the opioid epidemic turn into an album?
Well, when I was 20 years old, I had spinal decompression surgery. Not something every 20-year-old has, but I grew up BMX bike riding a lot. And as it would turn out, that's not awesome for a developing back. So I ended up having spinal surgery. And, you know, when I walked away from that experience, I think doctors were treating me in the way that they knew how to treat me best at that time. And I think that is remove pain. Humans are, especially Americans, very adverse to pain. And I was prescribed a couple different painkillers. And just throughout my 20s, I think I leaned on those too much. I mean, it's not like you'd maybe see in a movie or anything, but when you're trying to basically treat what is referred to in the medical community as chronic back pain, they're doing what they can. And I think in a lot of cases, an ice pack and physical therapy might have sufficed. But, you know, you're young and you're trying to make yourself feel better. And I think that's what a lot of people were doing on the early days of the opioid epidemic, is just trying to fix the problem, whatever the problem was. And things obviously really spiraled in American culture. And as someone who made it through and has, you know, seen the pain of that firsthand, I thought it was a duty of mine to come clean and write about that experience, because it's important to me.
When you entered the inpatient recovery unit, the Betty Ford Treatment Center, you write essentially this title track of this album, The Osbournes.
Hello, Kelly. Goodbye, Jack. Hello, Betty. I'm back to black. We've got Suboxone and security. And the Osbournes, it was you and me.
But it's one letter off, you know, from the unit you were in, admitted to the name of Ozzy Osbourne. How does this rehab unit, does it have a heavy metal vibe to it that channels the late rock legend, heavy metal legend?
Well, it's a bit coincidental, because on the way there, Kate, I had texted a friend and I was just curious who else had been to that facility before. And the first person that popped up was Ozzy Osbourne. And I was like, oh, if Ozzy could do it, I can do it. But when I got there, joke's on me, rock and roller kind of guy, I got placed in the Osbourne unit. And there were copies of the Osbournes DVDs out in like the main men's group room.
Yeah.
And there were guitars out and heavy metal themed artwork on the walls. And there was just a really strong brotherhood in that unit. And I wrote the song The Osbournes, kind of inspired by that brotherhood that I mentioned, that I think, you know, people who have shared trauma and shared experience, they come together and they feel this connection that, you know, almost feels like a family. So Yeah, I wrote that song, and the title is a nod to that as well.
You have described the album as an exorcism of your demons. And, you know, there is such a stigma and there is such a shame in talking about addiction and the opioid crisis and people affected by it. But your songs in this album, they just hit that head on. What was it like for you to channel the challenges that you faced and bringing those personal experiences and your own pain to the music?
Well, not easy, but I felt at the time my personal figurative house had sort of blown over. And so I wanted to build a new house to live in for a bit. And recovery was very much a part of that. And it's not somewhere, you know, that sort of trauma and pain and situation that I want to live in forever. But at that time, it felt like the best thing I could do was to really be honest with myself and know that a lot of other people have dealt with what I've been through, whether it's chronic pain from an accident or addictions of all kinds. I mean, you walk around these days and people are pretty addicted to these things called iPhones, and not to compare that to the epidemic we faced in America. But my point is, you know, it's this age of anxiety and everyone is trying to escape one way or the other. So there are all kinds of addictions, and it's not here nor there. Some things can be really harmful to some people, and some people it can be okay. So I'm not a medical professional, but I think that most medications and substances, if handled in a responsible way, can be of use. But it is not my place to tell other people what to do. It's just my place to be an artist and sing about my own experiences.
And as an artist, you rock out on this album, and it goes a little bit against your traditional folk sound. There's that raw emotion in the song, "Satan is real, Satan is a sackler." And there's anger in the lyrics and in the sound here. What were you feeling when you were putting pen to paper and figuring out the sound of that track?
I think you said it, Kate. Anger. There is so much pain that Sackler family has caused America. And I wanted to write that song as, you know, a way to show solidarity with the victims, survivors, and families who have been affected by their malicious actions. And for listeners who are not cued in, their company, Purdue Pharma, mass-produced and mass-marketed OxyContin and got millions of Americans hooked on what they knew was very addictive. And they chose to take the capitalistic greed route. And they ignored that. They ignored the early research, and they ignored all the pain that these drugs were ironically causing. They're meant to cure pain, but, you know, they create so much pain as well. So yeah, I think I wrote that just to show solidarity and say that with my little voice and my little guitar, that this is where I stand.
Trapper, thank you for talking about this album. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Kate. I appreciate it.
That is Trapper Shep, an American folk music artist based in Milwaukee. The singer-songwriter's new album is called Osborne, and it's out now. And his concert dates next month include Milwaukee, Madison, and Rhinelander. We go out on the song Wildfire. I'm a high.
speed driver, and you turn.